Oh, gee, that's just awful. Now, what do you have to wash that awful taste out of my mouth?
Mountain Dew or crab juice?
Ugh, no, jeez. I'll take a crab juice.
Oh, hey, yeah, put it closer, and that would make sense.
Right.
All right. Sorry, I'm new at this. We don't have a producer.
We're having to figure it out all by ourselves. Hey, everybody out there in Lars Land, welcome to the fabulous Lars Mansion. I'm Ben. With me is...
Ralph. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
You want to come over here and tell the people in the whole United States and the rest of the world how much you love Ultraviolet?
Ultraviolet is the best thing God... ever bestowed on us. Gift. Taste it. Enjoy it.
And that is why he's the number one Ultraviolet fan.
And then kill yourself.
Yeah, we're having to figure things out here because we don't have our producer because he just moved away.
Yep. As you listened to last week's show expose, Ryan, producer Ryan, is now officially off to Catalina, and I'm hoping he does well. He hasn't really contacted us in the last week. So he either drowned on the way to Catalina Island, or he just hates us completely.
He could have, like, stolen some diamonds and taken them to Catalina Island.
I think so.
And then everyone would hate him for being a late addition.
It kind of sucks because I can't gauge how hilarious I am without him laughing in the background.
Yeah, it's a real handicap to our style.
Yeah, so
I can't gauge how disgusting I am without him being disgusted with me.
So, as you all know, we are in the middle of Lost season, and we finished expose last week, but we kind of decided to maybe do a test show to see if it goes all right with Ryan not around.
Try to get our legs.
So, yeah, you guys are getting a special episode of the Darmalars, which isn't a Lost podcast this week, so we should probably come up with maybe a non-Lost term for our show.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the Darmalars minus the Dharma part.
Yeah.
So
whatever that would be.
Yeah.
We'll have to come up with
that. We'll come up with a name.
So what's going on? What's in the news? What are those clowns in Washington up to?
This fucking Bush.
We went and saw Blades of Glory this weekend.
Yeah, Blades of Glory. Not as strong as the other ones.
No.
The other Will Ferrell movies, but... I laughed my ass off. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, I was laughing hysterically. I thought, you know, Will Arnett and Amy Poehler were pretty funny.
Yeah, I liked the, spoiler alert, the fucking, the Tron outfits at the end.
Yeah.
That was Tron.
And the Flash Gordon theme.
And the Flash Gordon.
Which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of that score by Queen.
Queen didn't do the score, sir.
I know what I'm pretty sure that of the two of us, I know what a score is, and so you should probably bow to my infinitely superior wisdom. Didn't Queen do the score to Highlander also?
No,
I must be thinking of the.
They just did a bunch of songs for it. It's like saying Prince did the score to Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Prince did the score to Batman. That's a good example. Yes. What's that other band that did the score? The Gremlins or the
Gremlins? See, they didn't do the score for Dawn of the Dead. The Gremlins did songs, a bunch of songs
within.
For Dawn of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also a score composed by somebody else.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, you know, music from and inspired by the motion picture.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be inspired by. Usually those are left for...
Soundtracks.
Soundtracks that where the songs don't appear in the movie.
Like, why would they be on there then?
So they can sell more records.
They have to have 18 tracks.
Yeah, I think it was Dick Tracy had, like, 3 albums.
Jeez.
The Danny Elfman score, the Madonna songs from the movie,
I'm breathless.
And then the music inspired by Dick Tracy. And that was just like songs like that.
Two Live Crew rapping about their wrist communicators.
Yes.
If I remember the 90s correctly.
Yes.
That's how that went down. It was the 90s, right?
It was 1990.
Okay.
So is that technically still the 80s?
If you look at clothes and hairstyle from the time period, then yeah, but no, that was the 90s.
Okay.
The decades don't work the way centuries and millenniums do.
Okay.
You know?
No.
You know how there's that whole flap with the millennium, like, oh, is it going to be 2000 or 2001? Because we didn't start at year zero.
Yeah. We didn't know when Y2K was going to happen.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Dude, I worked at Disneyland during Y2K changeover. And it was, you know, it, like any other New Year's Eve at Disneyland, they hand out hats and those blower, the sound maker blowers.
Oh, yeah, like paper hats, like party hats.
But they also gave out, like, glow sticks. That said, like, celebrating Disneyland, New Year's Eve. And I think it was supposed to be a party slash in case Y2K really happens.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all fucked, so here's a glow stick.
We got you some party favors. Here's some waterproof matches and some iodine tablets. It's all for the party, though. Don't worry about it.
It was a shitty night because I wanted to spend it with my wife, my girlfriend at the time, but didn't.
You wanted to not be at work, at the very least.
Picking up blowers and party hats out of flower beds.
And did you have to get, like, confetti? Is confetti shit to sweep?
Yeah, but that year I was out in the Esplanade, so I wasn't actually in Disneyland where everyone has fun. I was in the parking lot area.
Oh, where there's still trash, but less fun.
Yeah.
Remember that time that we had confetti at the Associated House?
Yes.
Someone had brought, like, a bag of metallic confetti.
It's like Mylar.
For a New Year's, I think.
Yeah.
For, like, Mylar.
I'm pretty sure it might have been that night. And I had to call Stevie from a payphone because I don't know if I had a cell phone.
Well, they hadn't invented cell phones yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a relatively new invention.
Yeah. Unlike now where they're all, like, plentiful.
Or maybe your SIM card was about to expire when it went all zero.
I don't think SIM cards were around back then.
If they hadn't invented cell phones, then I guess they probably hadn't invented SIM cards. Yeah, that metallic fucking confetti, that shit was on the ground for months.
Yeah, and in the couch, and you just find it, like,
wipe your ass, there'd be confetti all on it.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
That night there probably was.
That night, yeah.
The thing that sucked about that, too, is that I worked till, like, 3 in the morning. So it wasn't like, all right, midnight's done, I could go home now.
It's not like you just missed, like, a part. You missed,
I showed up to the party and everyone was passed out. So no fun for me.
That sucks. But I've had to miss parties for work before.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as you, though, because
I think my Disneyland. I worked at Disneyland 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. My schedule's been better than that for the most part. Yeah. I missed the rave party because I was working at the damn gas station.
We probably visited you at the gas station in our raver outfits.
You did, yeah.
I picked up some glow sticks in case of Y2O4.
Or whenever that was, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago or something.
So
here's the thing. It's a non-Lost episode, so we're not really going to talk about Lost. We covered that last week with Exposé. Which, I'm still pissed that Nikki and Paolo are dead, especially Nikki's boobies. But what we're going to do...
Razzle dazzle.
Since we're in between Lost episodes and we're going to do this Lars episode... Lars?
That sounds good.
Lars. Since we're going to do this Lars episode, we're going to try something different.
Yeah.
This is going to be the Darmalars' first on-air... Taste challenge.
Are you going to do a graphic for that?
Sure.
Taste challenge, test challenge.
Yes.
07.
I've already come up with a name for this show.
Oh, okay.
Which
good.
You all seen is entitled Crab Juice. And you're probably wondering, what the fuck is Crab Juice? And anyone who knows The Simpsons know that it is kind of a Mountain Dew reference.
It is definitely a Mountain Dew reference. I thought it was really clever when you came up with that. What we have here is three brand new flavors of Mountain Dew. That Mountain Dew is trying out. I think the idea is you're supposed to go and vote.
Yeah, Dewmocracy.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dewmocracy.com. So, Ben, explain what these three flavors are.
Okay, we have a one that's called Mountain Dew Typhoon. I guess I don't have to say Mountain Dew every time.
No.
It's a kind of a light purple color. It's a... It's kind of a
salmon.
Yeah, yeah, good call.
It's the liquid is salmon color, but the label is purple.
Yeah.
which is kind of confusing.
It is.
And what's the flavor? Fruit and tropical punch.
Punch of tropical dew.
Which, for me, screams coconut.
I hope not.
Well, that's what tropical usually entails, and I hate that.
Remember when we had those Jones sodas?
Yeah.
I can't think we didn't do that as a taste challenge, test challenge. It would have been a vomit challenge.
Well, we wouldn't have been able to do it because Ryan is opposed to these things, these types of shows, like stupid.
He's like, get on track.
Yeah, we're doing something on the fly, which you can't participate in because it's a taste test. We're tasting, not you.
Yeah, but we'll do our best.
Let's start with the typhoon because of the possibility of
coconut,
I think this is going to be my least favorite.
I think, should I explain the other ones or should we just go with the typhoon?
Let's go into typhoon.
Okay. Yeah, I put them in order of what I think will be the least good.
And I agree with you. Okay, good. It's not flat.
Did you get that?
I don't know.
I doubt it. We'll discuss that later in the section of the show where we discuss editing. Is that enough? Okay. A little more?
No, this is good. Okay. He put in a little bit.
I am pouring us little tiny tasters of...
I'm going to smell it.
Typhoon.
I kind of smell coconutty. It's a little pineapple smell in there, too.
Yeah, it's very fruity.
We're going to swish it around like a wine tasting?
I guess so.
It's going to kill the bubbles.
Okay, let's taste it then.
Okay, here we go.
It's sweet. It's kind of berry. It's more berry than fruit punch.
It's definitely not coconut.
Mm. No, there's no coconut to be found, so that's good.
Pineapple?
A little bit, like pineapple soda style pineapple. It's like a code red with a little bit of pineapple flavor.
I'm actually really surprised.
No, it's not bad.
It kind of has a taste like the white Lifesavers.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are coconut, though, right?
No, those are pineapple.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's pineapple, folks.
It's weird pineapple. Yay!
So, run out to your store.
There you go. And I know how we like to do good segues on this show. So, this one's pineapple flavor.
Here.
The next one is jism color.
Okay, hold on. Grab me one of those napkins, because I don't want...
You don't want to contaminate your taste experience?
I'm going to wipe out my,
We're wiping out
my
our
Lakers
now.
Mug.
All right. Okay. That's clean.
All right, good. So, what's the name of the next flavor?
Jism on your mountains. No, it's Mountain Dew Whiteout.
Whiteout.
It's a smooth citrus dew.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I should point out that the labels for these were designed by Dew fans. You know, they have their name on it. They all just look like bullshit labels.
They look like shit.
Explosions and shit happening at you.
My dong could design a better label. Okay, so this is Whiteout, and it's a citrus flavor, and it seriously looks like the color of cum.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making that part up. It looks like tap water, like...
Before it settles,
exactly, yeah. Like, just freshly poured tap water.
I actually jizz tap water. Have you ever jizz tap water before?
If you're tapping that water.
It's delicious.
Okay.
All
right, so smooth citrus.
It doesn't smell like anything.
No?
Wait. Kind of smells a little orangey.
By the way,
the last one, usually these Mountain Dew flavors like Code Red and Livewire have that hint of Mountain Dew in them.
Yeah.
The last one didn't have that hint of Mountain Dew.
No, it's just like a separate.
Okay, so let's
go. Okay, here we go. That's Squirt.
It's Squirt.
That's Squirt with caffeine.
I was just going to say it's Squirt.
That's exactly what I would want. I like Squirt from when...
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, as you as a consumer, you want this Squirt with... caffeine.
Squirt with caffeine, yeah.
But as from a voting standpoint,
I would not vote for it.
Would you rather just have Squirt and then Mountain a new flavor of Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, why? I can have caffeinated things when it's caffeine time, and I can have Squirt when it's Squirt time.
Yeah.
Why not bring a new flavor? But of the two, I don't know if I necessarily like the Typhoon any better.
From a voting standpoint, right now I would vote for Typhoon.
Okay.
Because it's a new flavor I haven't had before. Whereas the Whiteout is a...
It's Squirt.
It's Squirt.
It tastes just like... Which is great. Squirt is good.
Squirt is good. So I'm voting for Squirt with caffeine. If Squirt decides to do...
Yeah, that's up to them.
A Squirt...
Squirtocracy?
Squirtocracy?
Oh, jeez. I have Squirtocracy Volume 8 on DVD. It's pretty good.
I would choose Squirt... with caffeine.
For Squirt.
Yeah.
But for Mountain Dew, you're going to go with Typhoon so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is the big one. I've been wanting this flavor for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you go to Taco Bell, they have the Baja Blast, which is like exclusive to Taco Bell, which is close to what I wanted in a Mountain Dew, a new Mountain Dew flavor, but not all the way.
Because Ralph's a big fan of lime.
I love lime. It's my favorite flavor.
And Baja Blast is kind of a tease that way because it's not lime enough.
It's lime with tropical twists. So it'd be like Typhoon plus what this next one
is. I was going to say that Typhoon is essentially the red to Baja Blast's blue.
Yeah.
It just tastes like a red version of that. I think you can. That makes sense in a certain way.
So Typhoon would be Baja Blast mixed with Code Red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
And it totally tastes like white lifesavers.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it doesn't look like jizz, which is what the pineapple one tastes like.
Next one is Mountain Dew Distortion. It's Lime Blasted Dew. Hey, yeah. Look, it's designed by Ben Stone. I think that was one of the DAs on Law & Order. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right.
Oops. Distortion is the name of the... is the name of our Scrabble game on our Razors.
That's right.
I'm playing Ben currently on my Razor Scrabble.
So, I left this one for last because I have high hopes for it.
Oh, shit, dude.
It is green. It is
very, very green. Smell it.
It's green drink color. Oh, man.
It smells like dots. Like, the lime dots is my favorite lime candy because it's so limey.
Oh, man. Do it. Go. Yeah, pretty good.
You know what's funny about it? It doesn't taste like candy lime. It tastes like actual lime juice lime.
Yeah, yeah. Which is tough because you don't normally get lemon or lemon lime or limon. It looks like a melted Sir Isaac lime.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like one.
It's definitely got that bitter lime juice taste. It almost tastes like a mixed drink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I'm going to go on record right now as saying it's my favorite of three, obviously. Yep. But hold on.
We should probably stagger our drinks so we don't have dead air.
Nah, fuck it. Ryan's not here to
that'll be like
do
the
that
first
shit.
Time we did anything professional, so no.
I'm surprised. I thought it would taste more like candy lime as opposed to actual lime.
Yeah, the lime flavor is really subtle, but it does not taste like regular Mountain Dew.
It doesn't taste. None of them really do.
Yeah, which is, I think that's strong. I think that's important.
Shit, dude. I'm not as fired as I thought I would be.
Yeah, it's not as clear of a winner as
but
I was hoping.
I might have to still go for it for default because I have a feeling like, I'm assuming how the voting goes is whichever one wins is the one that stays on the shelves.
I believe that's what they're implying.
Or
yeah.
At least it'll be a seasonal thing like LimeWire. Like LimeWire or Pitch Black. Which Pitch Black is great. LimeWire was my favorite Mountain Dew. Then Pitch Black, then regular, then... No, then Baja Blast, then regular, then Code Red.
Baja Blast is my favorite.
Gamer Fuel. If you guys get a chance, if they have Mountain Dew Gamer Fuel, it's like tastes like red Swedish fish.
Yeah, I haven't had those ones yet. I think Baja Blast
they
is my favorite.
They did a couple recently where it was like... Fusion or something, where it was like blueberry and strawberry with like ginseng in it or something.
Well, a lot of flavors for a company that you just think of as being just like, oh, we're just Mountain Dew.
What cracks me up about Mountain Dew is that the base flavor Mountain Dew isn't definable.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like...
It's not a citrus drink.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't taste like cherry or grape or anything like that. It's just its own...
It's a unique flavor to itself.
Yeah. You know? So, I'm looking at the three right now.
Yeah. Typhoon, Whiteout, and Distortion.
I am going to go in order of what I would choose in voting for.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number one, Distortion.
Mm-hmm.
I love lime. Even though it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew, it's a lime soda, and I can't get that anywhere. A straight-up, flat-out lime soda.
Yeah.
Followed up by the Typhoon, which is
the fruit punch. The punch of tropical dew.
Yeah, that's like a pineapple one. And I think I like that. And then the squirt.
The squirt with caffeine. Yeah, the Typhoon, it really does smell a lot like pineapple.
Yeah.
But it doesn't so much taste like it. And I'm not really a big fan of fruit punch flavor.
Yeah.
So I would have to just, I'm 100% with you.
Awesome.
My choices are exactly the same as yours. Maybe not for all the same reasons, but, you know.
So go out there and try these for yourself so you can play along with us and judge yourself.
And so, vote. Yeah. You know, if you don't vote, then you don't have the right to complain.
Yeah, exactly.
People fought for your civil right to vote for Dew.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to point out there was another product where they allowed us to vote. It was M&M's. Do you remember that?
No.
It was to vote on the new color, and the answer ended up being blue. But what they didn't say is that they were going to take away tan.
They took away tan?
Yeah. There hasn't been tan in M&M's, like, since then.
Fuck the... Oh, shit. So, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, if... As far as I know, there's only one Mountain Dew, and then there's Diet Mountain Dew.
Right.
All right. So, they're not, like, gonna just, like, put distortion out there and then not have regular Mountain Dew, so I think we're fine.
No, yeah, this is, like, this is to pick the next ancillary one, like Code Red or, yeah. Or,
Lock I didn't Wire. Like Code Red. It was...
It's grown on me.
If I had a choice between nothing and Code Red, I would have Code Red.
Right.
But if you had any other three Mountain Dews in front of me,
uh-huh.
I would...
Or Code any Red other would be the last. Soda?
Yeah.
Remember that time we did, like... We had, like, a Mountain Dew party. Like, or, like, we were having a party, and I went and got, like, Livewire, Code Red, and Baja Blast, and that was all we drank that night. Well, you know, yeah. With, like, vodka and stuff.
Yeah.
Duh.
Dude, did you ever have Pitch Black 2, the sequel to Pitch Black?
You mean The Chronicles of Pitch Black?
No, it was... It was The Chronicles. Dude, it was, like, it was the same, but it was, like, they added sour.
Oh, wow.
And what was cool about Pitch Black, it was really the dark, dark, dark purple, but the foam was like this weird, like, light blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Pitch Black.
Pitch Black's good. Pitch Black's like a great flavor.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say, because, I mean...
No, no, not much. To say. I mean...
We did your... I mean, we gave our take and play along and see what happens.
Yeah, just proof of concept, just testing if we can do a show.
Yeah, and if you downloaded this past the testing time, then you're SOL.
Good luck with your new Mountain Dew Overlord.
Yeah. So that's all. I mean, I think next week's episode of Lost, hopefully this episode comes out good, and you guys are picking it up awesomely.
Yeah.
And then...
Best way, too.
And we'll see you next week. I think the next Lost episode is, like, Left Behind, I think.
I don't remember.
I'll have to check ABC.
I'm spoiler-free.
Even on titles?
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet.
They give so much away.
I swear to God, dude, Nikki and Paul are still alive.
Well, last week I knew that there was going to be an expose, didn't I?
Yeah.
Spoiler!
Yeah.
They should have called it Razzle Dazzle. That's a better episode title.
Yeah.
You think, I think Lindelof came up with that.
Fucking Lindelof.
Good point.
Alright, so yeah, check out shopstaminate.com, pick up your Darmlar shirts.
That's right.
And God, I don't even have the phone number on
me. Be our friend on MySpace.
Be our friend on MySpace. Call the Dharma line at 206-666-2171. And you guys, we'll see you next time. No phone calls. We'll leave those for next week's episode of the Dharma Lars.
All right, guys.
So I'm Ralph.
And I'm Ben. Thanks for coming along.
You don't have a sign out?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A non-lost sign out?
Well, a non-lost sign out. I can see a lot more movies from here.
Well, you say Lost La Vista.
Yeah, that's right.
So non-lost
would be... Non-lost style. Found a La Vista? What did you say the new name of the show was?
Lars.
Lars de La Vista?
There you go.
Hey, there we go. All right. Do you have one to go out on?
Laitress on the Manjay.
Okay.
All right.
Wait.
From a movie from 2008 or 2009.
We're playing it on our razors.